It's time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Coffee with Kane, fueled by Scooters in Farmington, we're going to be talking with Susan Lucci, a.k.a. Erica Kane from All My Children, about her new book, La Lucci. So don't miss out on that. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Coffee with Kane, fueled by Scooters. Britney Spears. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Yeah, Britney has sold her ownership stake in her music catalog. There is no word on how much she got, but the speculation is $200 million. Demi Lovato has canceled 5 shows from her upcoming It's Not That Deep tour in order to, as she said, protect her health. Ticketmaster and AXS will automatically refund purchases. Margot Robbie shared the worst gift she has ever received.
Very, very early in my career, I worked, an actor I worked with, a male actor, gave me a book called Why French Women Don't Get Fat. And it was essentially a book telling you to eat less. And I was like, oh my, whoa. He essentially was, he gave me a book to let me know that I should lose weight.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. Has he ever looked at Margot Robbie? A person of interest was detained for questioning in the abduction of Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy. The FBI released surveillance video. There was some sort of activity on the Bitcoin account from the ransom note, but nothing else has been revealed about the suspect except that it's not a member of the family. Mark Ruffalo admitted in a recent interview that he had a bench warrant out for his arrest, and he drove in Los Angeles on a suspended license for a long time.
I drove illegally in New York, in LA, for like 13 years on a suspended driver's license with a bench warrant out for my arrest. The only reason that I could dug myself out of that hole is when I met my wife. She found out that I had a bench warrant and my license was suspended, and she broke up with me. And I was like, "What? I'll fix it.
Yeah, she was like, no, I need to date someone who's serious. Well, he got there. Nick Jonas will headline Body Man, a new action thriller about a billionaire who leaves his private military company to his bodyguard, played by Jonas, instead of his children. Nick is also among the film's producers. Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco says sleeping apart from her fiance has transformed their nightly routine.
The bed thing with the dogs, definitely. And Tom loves dogs. But the problem is because ours are, we have two that are so old. They do that thing where they're up a lot. You know, when you're older, it's the roaming. He was like, I can't do this anymore. And I'm like, I understand. So he started sleeping in the guest room.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Which,
yeah,
by the way, game changer.
Yeah, I feel like people need to embrace that.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily need a guest room. Could we just get twin beds like in the movies? All right, Cardi B bought herself a $500,000 watch amid rumors that she and Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs have broken up. And Paramount Skydance has again increased their offer to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery, trying to attract shareholders away from the deal with Netflix. And they pledged to cover the $2.8 billion termination fee that would be owed to Netflix. Oh, and I got a dirt alert. Okay. So people were saying that Kid Rock was lip syncing during the alternate show on Sunday, and he rejected that, but he did confirm that his performance was pre-taped.
I'm jumping around the stage like a rabid monkey, and it was very, I even told him when I saw the rough cut, I was like, you guys got to work on that sync. It's off.
Yeah, that's on them, dude. I don't think they even went back and tried to fix it. So, I don't know. It was very last minute. It felt last minute. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by B104.3 Morning Go and me.